14th parak of Negoim, second mission. Bolo l'shalech hazatzipa v'achaya einoy v'ponov lo l'yam v'lo l'ir v'lo l'midbar. When he's afterwards, he takes his live bird and he sends it free, so he doesn't face towards the ocean, not towards the city, not towards the desert. Shenema v'shilech hazatzipa v'achayim el michutz l'ir el pnei asada. So he sets it loose, directing it outside of the field, towards the outside of the city, towards the fields. Then they come to shave the hair of the Messiah. That's part of the entire process. They would, it means any place that he had hair, they would shave off the hair completely without hair when they were finished. The chibes v'godov, then he washes garments, and obviously the table is garments. And if the tovel, then he's tovel. After that point of time, he's tovel in the time of stronger form of tovel, that when he walked into the room, he's in the time of everything in the room, stops. After he went through this process of that, the thing with the bird and the Erez Ezem Shnita Loas, two birds and those things. And he went to the mikveh, then he's not tame anymore, to the extent that he's tame things that are in the room when he walks into the room. But he's still an abatume. He touches something, he'll be matame. Nichlis lefnim nachayimah. He's also permitted to go within the wall of the walled cities. But he's not allowed to be with his wife for 7 days, and I'll have marital relations for 7 days, but also with Tashu Shemitah, like we just said.